Video: Man reportedly hit with metal bar in NYC apartment robbery. By Nick Gilbertson on April 21, 2022. Several suspects remain on the loose after New York City police said the crew attacked a 64-year-old man entering a Bronx apartment and zip-tied and duct-taped him and a 60-year-old woman inside before making off with a safe and other stolen items, according to reports. The robbery happened at about 5:45 p.m. on April 14 in an apartment building near Valentine Avenue and East Burnside Avenue in the Bronx's Fordham neighborhood. The New York City Police Department's NYPD Crime Stoppers said in a tweet. Watch below. Crime Stoppers released surveillance video at the beginning of the incident, which appears to show a suspect in a construction vest looking on as the man works to open the apartment door. Video shows that once the door opens, the suspect in the construction vest pounces, striking the victim with what police said was a metal bar, the New York Post reported. Another suspect hurries down the stairs and enters the apartment before a third individual rushes through the hall and enters the unit as well, the footage appears to show. The crew duct-taped and zip-tied the man and a 60-year-old woman gaining entry to the apartment, WNBC noted. The suspect stole a safe, money, a purse, and a backpack from the apartment while displaying firearms, per authorities, PIX reported. At one point, a suspect cracked the 64-year-old man with a gun, according to the Post. EMS conveyed the man, who sustained lacerations and bruising to his head and face, to St. Barnabas Hospital for treatment, according to WNBC. Police said several of the suspects left the scene in a red Dodge, while one individual took off on foot in the direction of East 180th Street and Valentine Avenue, PIX reported. Neighbors said the group posed as construction workers and it appeared they had been waiting outside the unit for someone to come home, according to WNBC. Police are unsure if the victims knew the assailants, and authorities were looking into whether the group may be part of a larger ring, police said, and they are not sure if they knew the victims, the outlet said.